Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So every time, the first time in a day that I lose the dying condition, I do not gain the wounded condition, and I become trained in a skill of my choice that has the recall knowledge action.
Oh, so as you went down, you're like accessing random bits of memory in your android files, perhaps from previous androids that have inhabited the shell. So yeah, when you come back up here, I don't know if you have to take a 10-minute rest or not, but you do not gain wounded right now. You would have been wounded 2 otherwise. I guess Verdantha's wounded 1. And what skill are you picking?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what recall knowledge means. I guess that's just like lore stuff, arcana,
arcana, yeah. Crafting could be one.
Maybe a previous android was destroyed by a robot, a construct.
Yeah, I'm already, I don't know what trained is.
It's trained. Trained's trained. It's like level plus
trained. One. Trained's trained.
It's 2, right? It's just 2.
2.
Yeah, okay.
2 plus your level.
So
of 1.
I could do nature. I could do religion.
I guess nature is probably not going to come up a whole lot in this facility. But.
You hear Cry telepathically say, "I would like that to be the last time the pirate gets to choose which hallway we go down. I trust the small furry thing with the many arms. Please, your luck seems to be better. Pick a direction."
You know, if we had bothered to heal, we would have stayed in that fight a lot longer.
Well, I may be able to speak into your mind, but I cannot read it. If you have injuries, you must disclose them, and I will happily seal them.
Speaking of which, I'm going to start working on some healing.
Same, dude.
Healing kit.
Well,
so.
Do you guys want to stay in this hallway, or do you want to go retreat
somewhere? Let's go back to the center.
Someplace safe.
Okay. Do you want to... You could take a longer rest here if you want. I don't know if that's
like
needed.
8 hours?
Yes.
I think we could just do some medicines and stuff.
That's fine, too.
Depending on how bad y'all are.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing that I don't also really understand yet, because this is the first or second fight we've been in, and we didn't heal after the first fight.
Oh, yeah. Definitely should have done that.
About, you know, because we don't have stamina now, so...
Yeah.
Is there like intermediate rest to get HP back, or is that just
it's the medicine handed through the medicine skill? I'll try to make a DC 15 medicine check on Robot Pirate, and as long as I don't critically fail, hey, did a good job.
Yes, success on a trained treat wounds Drew is. I mean, you just need like a healing kit and. 10 minutes of time. You are immune basically to another treat wounds for an hour, though. So we typically say it takes an hour between heals.
And is this just full HP back, or is it like an amount of HP back?
2d8.
2d8. So I've rolled 9.
And Rebecca, you also get 2d8 as Cry will help you out.
Oh, that's not necessary. I'm only down 3 hit points.
Oh, then Verdunth, I guess you get the...
There is no reason not to full heal. I'll take it.
I just want to make sure other people get what they need first.
I'm saying we'll probably have to do a couple hours if you guys want to try to get back to full.
Hours, I think. Yeah. All right.
More?
Yeah, I'll do another one on Drew. What's the name of your character?
Scally.
It just says Drew on the thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Scally. Scallywag. Ah, like a scallywag.
And I will try to keep taking care of Verdunth.
That's an hour.
Oh, same.
Yep.
Oh no.
So we've been
here. Let me try. Nope.
Nope.
Well, I'm at 13 out of 17. It's
nah, you're gonna want you that.
We need a few more successes here. Another hour.
Somehow hey. Scally is the tank. So Drew,
darn
you're getting
it.
Full healed every time.
All right, and then 8 more to Scally.
Okay, so that's just 3 hours here, going back, resting.
I need some more, too. So,
yep.
Hour 4. Whee!
Oh, hey! I healed myself.
Oh, good.
Nice. And Verdunth, was that for yourself?
Yeah, that was for me. Okay. Whew, that gets me back. I'm back, baby.
All right. I think we're all good now. So 4 hours later, we have cauterized, bandaged, right. stone.
All right. You going to go back and show that vest statue?
No, come on. We don't have any other different game plan, but we got this.
Wait. I do want to try something. I do want to see if you can like just like blink away at it and like hang out in the main hallway and just like shoot a spell at it and see like if it will come
like it's
out,
a Dark Souls game.
Yeah. Or if it will just like if it's got some radius.
We're shooting the dragon with the crossbow in the from across the bridge.
Yeah, we are.
It occurred to me that it had offerings at its base. I wonder if it attacked us because we didn't leave it an offering.
I mean, that seems not like a crazy idea. But we all made religion checks.
I know. We're not good at religion.
I think it's weird.
I didn't make one, but I can now.
I think it's weird. Why don't we...
What's a good, appropriate, smarty skill? Does anybody have any lore that they think might be appropriate?
I got lore underworld, but that's more like specifically like the land of the dead. That's not really
I've got piracy lore, which I don't know... Like, could there could be something that you could loosely apply, but...
Shadow.
So, lore. I have lore, odor, whatever the Skittermander home planet is, but isn't that taken over by the Vesk? Like, do I know about the Vesk as a result, maybe? Lore?
Why don't you, Rebecca? Why don't you roll that? Because I don't think there's a new appropriate lore or skill in Starfinder 2E. That would fit into this besides, you know, like society, I guess, would be the...
I don't think that's right. I think I'm supposed to be trained in this.
I'm good at society.
Oh, I'm good at society.
Dude, Pranir's the best character I've ever made because I don't have to do this garbage.
Oh, I'm not trained in crafting. I'm going to train in crafting instead of religion. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Society.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. Unfortunately,
ain't nobody ever heard of bronze before.
Yeah, sorry. That was not trained. It was supposed to be trained.
I don't even know what lizards are.
16.
Yeah, 16 with the trained. You're not entirely sure with that what the saying meant, but you do know that at one point the Vesk were very strong enemies of the Pact Worlds. Perhaps even the Shirin were seen as enemies at one time. You're not sure who made these statues or why, but they do look old, so they could be from before... The Vescarium were part of the pact themselves. But don't really know what this statue is all about. And
all right, well, you guys want to go down there different hallway?
Yes.
different hallway.
We find new guns or something.
Well, you can still go to the 12 o'clock on the clock straight north from this area if you want. And there's a set of double doors at the end of about 100 feet down. And there's another hallway that branches off to the right. You can explore if you want.
I'd be happy to roll another die.
No, not you.
Anyone but you.
You got us into that statue mess.
Look, it worked out
for me. Yeah, let's... Do you want to go down to the right or straight?
Straight.
Straight. Last time we veered off the path, we ran into an evil statue. So maybe if we... Stay straight.
This time we're going to follow our leader.
Once it goes through these doors,
I think it was a pretty neutral statue. I don't know if it harbored evil intent.
It was evil to me.
It was evil to me. It hurt.
Your narrow scope of evil is entertaining. I enjoy it.
Okay, cracking open the double doors here. It's a wide corridor that you... peek down into the atmosphere of a crowded auto train platform. The sounds and vibrations of a crowd talking and milling about fill this chamber, even though it is completely deserted. All you see here are what look like noisy hollow ads exploding from the surrounding walls, bright colors bursting into this chamber, as there are three-dimensional models of actors and products that talk over one another and make a jumble of noise.
Wait, so the map looks like computer consoles or something?
Yeah, it's like holographic advertisements. 3D advertisements have popped out here.
Okay.
A bunch of projectors.
Okay, but there are chairs at desks, so
Okay. I don't know what you want. The map is one thing. What I'm describing is a whole other set of things, Rebecca.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Can I, are these powered by computers? Can I use a computer lore check to try to turn off the cacophony?
Let's see here. Yeah, as you move up to one of these consoles, let's just go ahead and, for funsies, roll into the initiative turn order.
Oh, no.
What have I done?
I've made a big mistake.
I would like to theorize that this place sucks. Oh, my God.
If I get beaten up by Space Alec Baldwin, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
Let's see here.
He casts some rust on me.
Move you real quick right here and click. Okay. There is a projector that starts spitting and spewing out bits of colorful holographic kind of sparks as lifelike figures flit in and out of a holographic advertisement along with a barrage of pleasant sounds and sensations. It's like 10 different commercials playing over one another at the same time in a cacophony of holographic explosions here. As you move forward to try and access this computer, Rebecca, there is a holographic projection like right in your Skittermander ear that's like 12 different commercials, all of them trying to sell you something at the same time. Oh no. All creatures within 30 feet who can see, hear, or sense the ad. That's everybody, isn't it? Oh boy. Can you all make me a will save?
Saw that coming.
Behold. It's my best save, and I know I'm just going to be hitting them single digits. Oh, no, I'm not.
Critical success. Critical success. Look at you. Look at all you've done.
Never mind.
Tyler.
It's one. It's my one thing I can rely on.
Criminy Christmas. Jibbert.
Looking.
Got a will save for me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
Okay. I rolled initiative for him. Success. I believe we have two successes here. This is the Go and Scally. You guys have the dazzled condition. Cry Cry with the critical success is completely unaffected. And unfortunately, Jabert, starting off here, you are dazzled and slowed one. That's the condition. And let me just go ahead and take my little trappy turn. And Scally. Ellie, I'm so sorry, Drew. I don't know why it just hates your guts, but the malfunctioning projector on the wall just starts shooting bits of hard light, little sparks of holographic data directly at you. Two attacks. Pew, pew. A 3 on the first attack is going to be a fail, and the second one is a 16. It's going to be a hit for a little bit of electricity damage. 5 points of electricity damage. Not a little bit. A lot of electricity damage. That is going to bring us to Jabert for Dunth. In addition to that, because you have rolled a little higher, you've moved a little further in the room. You see another what looks like hard light projector behind you that seems to be getting ready to do something similar, perhaps, to the one to the other side of the room. So it is right behind you, a projector that seems to be winding up and shooting out sparks, or getting ready to shoot out some sparks.
All right, I'm going to, let's see. So I've got a special spell called Restorative Recollection, which when I'm either stunned or slowed, becomes a free action. So,
oh, whoa.
So I can recall knowledge as a free action and reduce slowed by 1. So,
wow, how useful.
Kick off the slow, drops at the start of my turn. So I'm still only have 2 actions this turn. But free action, get to recall knowledge on this guy. And then I'll have another action to do something.
On the trap, or hazard as it were.
Sure. Is that crafting maybe?
It is magical. So if you want to roll Arcana
maybe?
Yeah. You can.
Arcana. 24.
Okay. Yeah, so both of these projectors can likely be stopped by a trained computer's check to kind of hack this one here that you're looking at, a trained crafting check. But you see the one behind you is just like firmly kind of affixed to the wall and can probably just be ripped out with an athletics check.
Okay. Yeah, I will announce that to the group that yeah, we need to either hack this one out or some such thing, and this one over here need a strong fella to rip this thing off the wall. I'm gonna move into sort of the center of my little bubble here, and then I'm going to turn back and I'm gonna try to take just a shot at the projector on the other side of the room, if that's an option. Just try to damage it.
It is technically you don't have trained computers.
Let's see. Is it trained, or let's see.
Or how strong is Verdunth?
I've got a plus. I'm just as good with computers as I am with acrobatics. So
athletics.
Or athletics, sorry. No, athletics I'm bad at. I'm very bad at athletics.
Oh, okay. So, are you trained in computers?
Yes. Yes, I am. Wait, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not trained at all.
Then shoot away, my friend.
Pew, pew. Right. An 11 plus... six.
It is a
plus four.
An affixed thing on the wall, so it is a hit. It is a just a big old projector, so it is immune to critical hits. So I will say, if you're just rocking this pistol, I don't think it's gonna be enough to get through the hardness.
Oh well, that's the laser pistol, and it does one damage. So how about that?
Oh, you've put a scorch mark on it that is no longer pristine. You're not getting full price if you sell this thing. Okay, well, unfortunately, is that your full turn? Is that all?
Yeah, two actions.
Okay, unfortunately, that is this thing's turn now. And you see the hard light begin to materialize kind of like from the ground up, materializing what looks like two little kind of like bat-like creatures.
Oh no, they're child actors. Kill them.
Whoa. It's Kieran and Macaulay. Get them.
It's Mary Kate and Ashley.
What a bunch of jerks. Let me show you what the art looks like on these bad boys.
Oh, boy.
Little hog graphic. They're called Hard Light Scamps. And I'm going to add them to the turn order. Boop. Right about here. Let's see. The scamps also roll initiative. Okay. Do I have hard light scamp? Oh, they're on a whole different page. So I do have the roll initiative for them separately. So give me 1 second. God, let me know your secrets, hard light scamps. Okay. They have a terrible perception. So let me just get this roll out of the way. And natural 20. All right. So they're in the turn order. I know where they're at. A true scally. We've got some more combatants here. You've got this trap in front of you. What would you like to do?
Well, I have a pretty good computers check. I'm trained in computers, but I don't know if I can see right now. So I don't know if I can do anything.
Why can't you see?
Because I'm dazzled, as you said previously.
Oh, dazzled is like a minus one. Stuff, I believe.
Oh, it just says your in the description here. It says your eyes are overstimulated. If vision is your only precise sense, all creatures and objects are concealed from you. So
yeah. So if you make an attack, you have to roll a flat d20 check and roll 5 or higher, or it'll be like a miss. So it's for a turn as well.
Okay. Well, let me get to this computer's check and see if I can do anything with it.
Okay. You are trained in computers?
Yes.
Said. Two.
Hero point.
Alrighty.
Yeah. You got those.
Oh no. Mm-hmm.
I believe we have proven that if you re-roll two with a hero point, oh, it's gonna be all twos, baby. Pocket twos, Drew. With a hot pair.
Like an episode of Scooby-Doo where they go to take off the mask. It's just another two.
Another mask.
Let's find out who this two really is. No. Sorry, Drew. What a garbage game. that allows for garbage rolls like these to basically stand.
He said I can also use an athletics check to rip it out.
The trap on the far side of the room. This one you could also, what else did I say for this one? Crafting check?
I'll try crafting.
Pull wires. Oh, you got your training crafting too? You're a little crafty little pirate boy.
I am now. I wasn't a few minutes ago.
Oh, right. Because you nearly got killed by a construct. That makes sense. Yeah. Go right ahead. Okay.
Come on!
Drew, you know what? You get a hero point because rolling three natural twos in a row is like, it's like one in 1,000, right?
Yeah. One in 20 times itself. Three times.
One in 8,000 chance. And now you have a free.
Again. I swear. Do it again.
Free reroll for this one. If you roll another two, it's one in 160,000
chance. And I will buy you any brand new game you want.
Oh.
Any brand new game.
Do it. Oh, what a waste, Drew.
He rolled a 7, which is still pretty funny.
Not as nearly. That's funny. Unfortunately, that's a fail.
Still a fail. Love it.
Wild.
Good night, everybody.
You have another action. You have another... technically, you can try any of these a third time, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because... I could have just been rolling and not using rerolls.
Nah, it's fine. Rerolls are fun. All right,
gotta
there you
be
go.
Freaking kidding me.
there's a fourth two.
Oh my god! You cannot make this up.
The rest of you see Skelly go over to the hard light projector and just kind of like knock on it. Pull around. Hello. Hello, projector. Hello. Zinko, we're on to you, Rebecca. Rebecca, you have the easiest act to follow in the entirety of Starfinder.
And then he pushes the same button again.
Second edition. I dare you to have a worse turn, Rebecca. I don't think it's possible.
All right. So I know when I walked in, I asked about using computers, but it sounds like computers is not going to help here.
No, computers is great if you want to disable the trap. Also, yeah, crafting, dope. You just gotta roll two. Maybe double digits. I don't know. Oh, okay. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Great. Okay. Well, I'll use computers then.
Oh, you've fallen into my trap.
Hey, I got double what Drew did.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Unbelievable.
Oh. Dude, we cannot
got
roll.
Got two more actions.
Can I try again?
Can you remake the table and roll 20? Maybe preferably one that isn't weighted so poorly against the players.
Oh my goodness. 15 on the second attempt here. That's still not double digits. I don't think it is. I'm so sorry. Let me double check.
It's level one.
Oh no, this malfunctioning projector is the easy. The DC. The trained DC to deactivate is 17. Like I said, you just need like an 11 here. That's it.
That's still, for level one, I feel like.
You guys have literally rolled like 8 chances at this and you have rolled 0 double digits. So don't blame me. Do you want to
hear what? You know what? I figured out why I'm having such terrible luck.
Yeah.
It's because I used all of my luck this morning because I got Wordle and won. So,
Whoa, Rebecca.
But it screwed up the rest of my day. Yeah. So,
Well, it really wasn't worth it.
Oh, God.
Rebecca, you can use a
word.
You can use a hero point.
Yeah.
No, I already used my hero point. Do I have another one?
You got another one.
Oh, okay.
Bingo, bingo.
Sure.
Please roll a 7.
Oh, my God.
This trap is going to kill you like the best statue did.
We're going to have to run away again.
God, it's so good. Tyler, we're on to you.
I don't have
computers.
We go back to the people who hired us and we're like, it can't be done.
You know, I've never threatened to lose an episode before, but we literally started this episode, didn't heal, walked into that room and got stomped, came back out, walked into another room and got getting stomped. We've literally done nothing. Of note.
Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 disarm attempts so far on this trap. And nope. Tyler, I dare you, mother pronker.
I am not trained in computers, so there's nothing I can do.
What about crafting?
I am trained in crafting.
Oh.
Or no, wait, am I?
Do it.
No. No, I'm not trained in crafting. Sorry.
Oh. Well, sorry. You got some hard light scamps to compete with.
Is anybody not 100% healed?
I think we're all good.
I hit Scally.
Drew, how many are you down?
I'm down 5.
Scally, you get all that back. Yeah, you get all that back. And then I guess I'll 2-action needle dart one of these. What's the range on needle dart? Oh, 60 feet. Yeah, I'm fine. Just needle dart something. Spell attack roll. So here, all right, D20. Let's see. If I had computers, this is what it would have been. Well, I rolled a 12. Plus 6, 18?
That is a hit.
Needle darts at this point is 3d4. I don't think these things are going to bleed. 1, 2, 3, 6 damage.
Okay. So I'm just going to say this one to the north here. You blast with some darts from across the room. That is the end of turn one. And you watch as the projector beneath the hard light scamp seems to add some more mass to it, and it heals up a little bit of that damage that you put on it. Not a lot.
Okay.
The hard light scamp's turn. This one is going to fly over to Verdunth. This one over to Scally. Let's double check their movement speed. Yep, fly 30 feet. Oh my god, they have spells and stuff. They got spells.
Do they have a spell that boosts our computer skill?
Yeah, can they cast guidance on us?
Okay, no. They don't have to move next to you because they are also shooting little hard light beams at you. So we're going to make a couple of attacks against Verdunth.
I am concealed again.
Good. You're going to need it because I have rolled 2 hits. And I'm not part of the Twos Club. No, I'm part of the Twos Club. The first one misses, and the second one does indeed hit 4. A lot less damage than some of these other monsters you fought. 4 points of force damage.
Okay, force you say.
And 2 attacks coming to. Actually, I'll roll randomly. I've got 3 targets I can shoot. Tyler, a couple attacks coming to you.
Oh no, I'm susceptible to all. Oh, hey, whoa. Calm down, Satan.
Natural 20, critical hit on the first attack.
Is that 220s in a row for you? You little devil in Patrick's cloak?
Critical shout out to our Patreon.
Let's see who Patrick really is.
Please pull his face off.
Critical shout out. Our good buddy Zen785, who, if you recall, Tyler and Rebecca and Jabert made the amazing Dead Men Roll No Crits logo that is behind Tyler.
Awesome.
Right now, mostly shouting them out because they have been messaging me to as we've been recording and distracting me with with some fun things. Okay, so critical shout out. Boom. We roll this damage. Boom. 8 points of damage on the hit, and the second attack is also a hit, I think.
I need low damage. Low damage, please. Low damage.
Max damage, 6 on the second attack.
God. Oh, no.
And that's those little scamps' turns.
Please, someone turn off the computer. Someone stop this thing.
Jane, get me off this crazy thing. And then the trap is going to go. Trap is still up. So what's it doing? What's this crazy trap doing? Malfunctioning projector is going to shoot sparks at one of the closest two. It's either going to be Scally or our good friend Zinko. But I'll do one against each. So first is going to be Zinko getting, oh, there's a natural two in your favor, a miss. And then the second attack against Drew Skelly, a natural seven, and these are both misses. Okay. That's going to take us back to your guys' turn. Jabert, you're up first for Dunth.
All right. I'll come over to the trap and I'll try to craft this thing apart. I'll try to disassemble it.
Oh no!
Five. I will attempt it one last time. I will then roll, use a hero point to try it one more time.
You're getting there. Slowly. Slowly.
I'm getting better and better.
12. 14. 12 attempts to take this thing out. And
can't roll over a 10.
I love that we can turn any fight into a boss fight.
The stakes have never been higher than when we're doing anything.
This campaign could have been done with like one soldier and... Oh boy. Oh jeez. Oh, no.
On the thrilling episode of Cosmic Crypt, the team makes a tuna fish sandwich. Guess who dies?
I'm allergic to tuna fish.
Skelly, Drew, we're on to you. I dare you, Drew. I would love it. Love nothing more for you to just try to disable this.
I just I'm can't. Going
for it again.
No, yeah, don't baby. Do it. I believe don't in you.
Oh no.
That's a fail. That's a three, Drew.
You're getting better. You went from a two to a three. This is gonna be a four.
This has to be studied. I cannot believe on 13 dice rolls you guys haven't rolled the double-sided side of any of these dice.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm pulling out the Norse Foundry D20. We're rolling this for real.
You can't roll a physical dice in this situation, Drew. Oh,
I certainly can, and I'm going to.
I don't think Patrick's going to accept it.
I believe in Drew. I don't think he's going to. Oh, he's going to show us the roll. Oh, no.
It's not a flat surface, you silly.
I believe in him. Enough. All right, we're verifying this on...
12.
Oh, I thought that was a 9. And I was like, no way.
No, it's 12.
12, and what's your bonus?
5.
It makes 17.
That's a success, Drew. Drew,
look at that.
God, you gotta get on Norse Foundry and get some of these dice. They basically...
Please tell me you don't have to.
Oh, no.
Roll two.
Yeah, I can't tilt my camera down. Ripley. If I tilt my camera down, you're going to see that I'm not wearing any pants. That's going to be a problem.
My dog has seen a ghost in the house. So I apologize.
Have it roll computers. All right. So that's a success. What do I get for that? Is this over? Is this done?
This trap that, or hazard, I should say, that has all the advertisements shooting at you guys is disabled. But these hard light scamps are still here and still fighting you. Okay. So you have a third action if you want to take an attack.
I am going to shoot the closest scamp.
How many attempts was that? Was that 15?
You know, just we don't really count on this show. We don't count on a lot of things, but...
It's just that I'm taking 14. A class in probability right now, so like
I'm writing my thesis on this.
Your thesis is this session. Your thesis is me specifically failing to do this. That is going to be pretty funny. Anyway, we're just going to shoot our laser pistol at this stupid scamp. It's a 14. Well,
it was fun while it lasted.
That is a miss. Sorry, Drew.
Freaking surprise,
Rebecca Zinko.
Okay. I'm going to say get him at, I guess, the one closest to me and try to shoot at it with my laser pistol.
Here we go.
It's a 15.
Get him gives you a plus one to hit.
Yeah. Right? Or, well, hold on. I gain a circumstance to damage rolls if I hit. Yeah. It's plus.
Okay. That is a hit.
Creature takes a -1 circumstance penalty to AC. Yes.
Yes, that is a hit.
So everyone also gets +1 to damage rolls because I hit it. So
Yep. So I've got it marked on this token, and this is 5 points of damage. 5 points of fire damage.
That way. Yep.
Okay. Third action.
I'll try to hit it again. It's a 19.
Also a hit.
All right. Another so that does five damage.
Oh my gosh. I'm not used to guys being so effective in a turn. All right. This thing, about half of its hard light has been kind of distorted, turned to static, like a dead TV station. So it looks pretty weakened here as we go to Cry, Tyler.
Who needs health?
I'm through. Down.
How much are you down, Drew? No. All right, Jabert, you get four.
Whee! Oh, that's exactly what I needed.
And needle darts on the closest scan. Man, where are the big boy? Where are the big boy numbers? Not here. That's only 14. That's a miss.
Does that include get him?
No. So whatever we got.
That is a hit with get him.
Oh my gosh! Look at you, Rebecca.
Envoy saving the day.
This damage goes out to you. I hope it's
would have been a miss without. All right.
Oh, that was three threes.
Hardlight scamp number one destroyed. Pew, pew, pew. That is going to take us to this hardlight scamp's turn, I believe. Is that all your actions, Tyler?
Yes. Yeah. One for the Vitality Network and two for the needle darts.
Yeah. Hardlight scamp. Hardlight scamp. Don't know what. It has spells, believe it or not. I'm not sure what they do because I don't play Starfinder 2nd Edition that often. Okay, this is an arcane spell. Ooh, targets one or two creatures. I think we're doing this. You see a big old disc of hard light appear right before the scamp, kind of summons it with some of the hard light in its body and is going to bounce it around the walls. And let's see who it attacks. First up is Verdunth, who's closest. That makes sense. And then Zinko, who's right behind it. Can you guys both make me a reflex save, Jabert, Rebecca?
The 23. Ooh, okay,
well, that's real good. Success. Jabert. Raggy.
Yes. There. Now we're back.
Now we're back. Natural one. Do you have a second hero point, right?
Oh, hey, here. Maybe this will. Yeah, that is better. 20. That's 18.
Yeah, this is a lot of damage, so that's a good save. That is also a success. This is the spell Ricochet, so this beam of force bounces back. It is a 2d4 force damage. Ooh. So it could have been a lot on that crit fail. You guys are only taking half of five. You're only taking 2 points of force damage each, and it's going to take us back to Verdump. I don't think your field, because this is not an attack roll. I don't think the concealment does anything, right?
Roll it up. But tougher to target.
The spell does say targeting target.
With an attack spell or other effect. So yeah, there is a flat check for that, actually.
Let me roll that because that will... Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It stands! All right, what do you want to do, Jabert?
All right, let's see. The thing that needs to be pulled out of the wall, is that like back here on the back wall? Is that right? Or is that...
I have not revealed it yet. Let me go ahead and do that because it was a little bit of a spoiler that it is called the Scamp Spawning Projector. It doesn't seem to be doing anything right now. It seems like it used up a lot of juice making these scamps.
I see. Okay, cool. Let's see. That was right here. All right, then I'm going to cast a spell. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cast a spell. Ooh. That's what I'm going to do.
You have those, huh?
I got them. I don't have anything good is the problem. But you know what? Stumble. Stumble's not bad. That's the same one I cast before, and maybe this time it'll do something. So it's a reflex save.
Reflex save. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. Hey, baby, there's a natural two for you.
All right.
What?
17?
17. Not a critical fail, but a fail.
All right. So it stops flying. It is on the ground.
Ooh. Okay.
And off guard for a round. And I'm going to take the opportunity while it's off guard to shoot it in its little wingalings.
Off guard. It's minus two to its AC. Yeah.
Ow.
Three is a miss, I'm sure.
Yep.
Drew. Scally.
So this, the scamp source, is that something that has to be ripped out or can it be like shot at or...
Leverdump said it was, well, I forget. Verdunce took a shot and didn't do any damage to it. It was athletics or computers to shut down.
I don't even know if I can get over there yet. So we're going to take aim at the scamp and shoot it.
All right. First is a hit. 3 damage.
Plus.
Okay.
4 damage.
It is.
I'm glad I spent that time to roll.
It is digitally bloodied. Second action?
Well, aim is an action, so this is my...
Oh, third.
Third. I'll shoot it again.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, boy. Ooh, natural one. Ooh, we've had a lot of those come up tonight. Zinko.
All right, get him. Does that stack with whatever Jabert did?
You can get the extra damage. It's already off guard, so... Let me just double check. I don't think they stack.
Well, it's a circumstance penalty that I'm inflicting.
Oh, then no, it does not stack because off guard also provides circumstance, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I can at least give us plus to damage, though, so I will do that. And here comes a laser pistol blast. It's a 16.
That's a hit.
Okay. Yep. That does 5 fire damage then.
Okay. It's still up. To make
all right. Second attack. No.
It's a miss. Tyler. Cry, cry.
Who's hurt? Nobody? Jabert, you talking. I don't hear no sound.
Ah. I've taken 2. I think Rebecca maybe took a couple.
I don't think so.
Aren't you like the most hurt, Tyler?
Oh, whoa, no, yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
I was about to say, didn't I crit you like a second?
Yeah, you're right. Oh, selfless of you.
Who's hurt? You're rocking like 1 hit point.
Like, I've got 2 hit points missing. If 3 hit points, you. Sir. Thank you very much. I'm going to give myself some of those back. I'm going to give myself 10 hit points, actually.
Sense.
Okay. And then
guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty unlikely to not roll at least an 11 that many times in a row.
Yeah. misses across the board.
Womp womp. Oh, boy.
That's my turn.
I mean, rolling a 10 or higher for some of those or 11 is very close to like flipping a coin, right? Jabert, it's very, very close.
Rolling an 11 is exactly flipping a coin.
Well, it's like you guys flipped tails 14 times in a row. Oh, boy. Which, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But... Sorry,
Tyler. There's a 1 in 16,000 chance it'll happen, so it's going to happen to somebody.
Might as well happen
while we're recording.
Tyler, is that all your turn?
Yes.
Oh, the scamp gets another chance. Scampy is getting a chancy to take you guys down. Chancy. Apparently, its ricochet is okay. Can do ricochet again. I think it's going to... Nah, it's going to do a more self-serving thing. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. If I can bring up the spell, I'll do it. If not, you're getting hit with hard light blasts. No. You see this thing kind of starting to glitch out as it seems to cast a spell on itself.
Oh, no.
And then it is going to... Then it's also going to shoot someone. Scally, it's going to hit you with a hard light blast. Mm-hmm. 10 on the dice is going to be a hit for some force damage. 3 points of force damage. That'll take us back to Jabert. Your turn.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's do this.
All right.
He is no longer... Oh, no, he is because he's still get-emed. So he's still off guard, which is good. And I will... Make sure that's not mind-affecting. No, not mind-affecting. Yeah, let's cast a spell. We'll cast Injury Echo. And I am echoing a time when, let's say, our healer, Cry Cry, hit one of these guys with a needler or something. And I'm reaching into one of the possible futures, and I'm pulling that back to our reality. And the DC 17 will save.
First things first, I need you to make a concealment check as it is glitching all over the place.
Who can play at this game?
Oh no!
Dang it. Oh, I know, and I did. You cast it where the hard light scamp was a second ago, but all right. It dissolves in a blur.
Then I shoot it with a gun.
No, my only weakness.
All right, so here's the attack roll. Oh my god! Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
Skelly, we're on
dump
to
it.
You.
This whole thing is dump. just don't scrap it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, we're going to take two moves to get to this thing.
Oh, the scamp projector.
And you know what we're going to do.
Oh, no, not this again.
Roll a physical dice again? Gets it worked out for you?
I feel like I can't get away with that another time.
Are you using computers or are you going to try and rip it off the wall?
I don't have the athletics to rip it off the wall.
All right. Hacking it is. Not enough. 10 on the dice. Not enough.
Double Zinko. You know? At least it wasn't a 2, you know?
I know. You've done so well for yourself. So well. Rebecca, what would you like to do?
Zinko is going to just keep shooting at the little bat creature thing.
Okay.
It's a 15 to hit.
A potential hit. Go ahead and roll me a concealment chance, just a d20. You're rolling, looking for a 5 or higher.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Amazing. Oh, that's a
hit. All right, 2 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
All right, it's still up. Second action.
All right, I'll try to hit it again. 18.
It had one hit point left. It is destroyed.
Oh, yay!
Blur.
Oh, sorry. Oh. But make me.
Maybe. Give me a d20. Oh, my God!
We're back, baby. It's still up. Sorry, I was so excited to be done with this episode. Nope, we're in it for the long haul. Third action, go right ahead, Rebecca.
Tyler, you know some of us are on the East Coast, right?
Tyler, hero point. Third attack is a miss. Tyler's like, I wanted my chance to take a turn. Tyler, it's your turn.
I want to be the hero. I'm needle darts.
Rolls a 2 and it's like, all right, I'm done here.
Oh no, hero point. I think a 7's a miss. Cause
what's your bonus?
Plus 6. So 13.
That is a miss.
Hero point.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. That was the future that I was pulling my attack.
Go ahead and roll. Roll a d20 for blur.
I want to be the hero.
Don't you do it, Tyler. Okay. That is a hit. It had one hit point. It is destroyed.
Kill steal.
And we are out of combat here because you see this scamp projector. It's still on, but it doesn't seem to be able to regenerate the scamps right now, I don't think.
Can we still turn it off?
We still should turn it off.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to say that maybe. You can take some time to computer check. It will reset after an hour, but I think you'll be able to do it within. Roll like
we,
a
we won't roll
15.
Ones this whole time.
I'm not so sure.
500 ones in a row. Yeah. And we're out of combat. And look at you guys go. You've cleared the hollow hallway is what this is called, which can get pretty rough depending on what happens with these scamps.
Fine.
These little scamps.
That was traumatizing.
Patrick, do we level up?
You know, you really don't. Like, you pretty much have to clear the ghost level before you get to level 2. There's so much here, too. It's insane. So
this is, like, the worst.
It's insane.
I mean, this just proves that not all levels are created equally, because these particular characters going through level 1 have the hardest trip from 1 to 2 I've ever seen so far.
But yeah, if you guys want to rest up here, I'd recommend healing, if that's a thing that you do.
We should leave this room before the computer things turn back on.
No, we're going to take the time.
You've disabled it.
We disabled it. We took the time to
we're good. We're good.
To turn off the camp.
You just said they're going to turn back on in an hour, so.
If we didn't do anything.
Oh, if you didn't disable it. I wouldn't say you're good, but you are out of danger in this room at the very least.
In this particular room, we're not dead yet.
this is our new safe room.
There's one more.
With space Alec Baldwin for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, all the ads are off. It's pretty calm, pretty chill in here. There's a door at the end of the hallway here that leads to a hallway leading back south, kind of the direction that you came. And you could spend some time healing up to full here before you head out on another adventure.
Sounds great.
Oh boy.
I'm guessing that other adventure will be
some other time.
May by the time we get done recording, but yes. That's it for tonight, guys. Right?
As we try to explain to our employers how the Vesk was actually 30 feet tall, you wouldn't, you know.
And it wasn't made of bronze; it was made of adamantine.
It was adamantine for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for real.
You'll have to find. There's gonna have to be like a weapon you find somewhere in this dungeon that will do some.
You know, did anybody point the radiation sweeper at it? Maybe that was like the Achilles heel.
It shuts off immediately.
It's like one of those old adventure games. It's like use radiation detector on statue. You did it.
Congratulations.
I've always wanted a radiation detector. Thank you. You may go now. Here's a key to the next room.
I really thought I had something with the shoot the other statue, because that would make it friendly to us or something. But
I'm not going to lie. When I was thinking about the offering theory that I talked about, like, well, maybe if we gave it a gift, I was like, oh, what do I have in my inventory that I can give it? And then I thought, well, I can pick up the radiation thing off of this guy's body that's right next to me and throw it at the statue.
Just throw credits at it. Yeah. Are we good to stop recording?
Oh, I stopped recording an hour ago.
So. All right. Good. Didn't get any of that. We'll just do it again next time we
meet up.
As awful as this is very fun. You guys and your limited resources and weapon type. Can you imagine you go up against something that's immune to fire? You're like, oh, I guess we're gone. I guess we're leaving now.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.